Hello, this is Brian Stovall, the tech accountant with thebricogroup.com, and today I wanted to briefly discuss cloud computing and the small business owner or small businesses. Looks like there is a pretty brisk trend in the tech world where a lot of companies are beginning to embrace cloud computing or SaaS, which is software as a service. Basically, software as a service is instead of having your software on your hard drive, you actually log into the software online, similar to online banking, and you conduct all of your business operations in that manner. And I was really recently curious to know if a lot of small business owners have been embracing the cloud phenomena. And it appears that it is a little more slow going when it comes to the small business owner. So I came up with a brief list of 10 signs that small business owners can use to see if they are ready for the clouds. And we'll start with number one. You receive a CD to load your software. Typically, if you receive a CD or you go to an office supply store and buy off the shelf, you'll have to have a CD to load the software. And it's pretty ironic that we don't listen to CDs anymore, but in today's age, we still use them to load software. So I find that pretty interesting. Number two, you have to go through a registration and renewal process. After loading the CD into your computer and loading the software, at the end, you're typically giving a registration number where you'll have to call in to a 1-800 number or go online and basically register your software. With a cloud computing product, neither one of these would apply. Number three, a new version comes out every year. This is typical with out of the box or on-premise software where a new version will come out every time the year changes. Number four, the software has to be updated. Now, this is not to get confused with a new version coming out every year, but these are actual updates within the software to repair patches or make changes to things that are not working or functioning properly within the software. And these things take time away as you have from you operating your business to be updated. Number five, you have to call tech support for problems. Say you have a problem with an update, you will have to call tech support and they will have to find a way to rectify the situation. This again is causing you downtime where you could be operating your business. Number six, you spend time being tech support yourself by researching your own problems. Let's say that a error code or an error message pops up in your on-premise software, and what you can do is you can basically Google that error code and maybe find out the information on your own. This is good, and this shows that you are taking the initiative to operate your business yourself, but however, you are still taking time away from doing the things that bring in the money or bring in the revenue. Number seven, your support contract expires every 3 to 4 years. This is what is known as sunsetting or sunsetting the software. Software on-premise software vendors will sunset their software where you basically cannot receive any tech support from them after the 3 to 4 year period. Number eight, corrupted data issues. On-premise software typically has data issues. They will have data issues when there is a crash or a failure in the software and the data can be corrupted. This will cause you downtime again where you will have to verify and rebuild the data within the software, again taking time from your revenue producing activities. Number nine, your desktop has too many version icons. This kind of goes back to number three, where a new version comes out every year. If you are one of those people that actually purchases the version that comes out every year, you will have an icon on your desktop for at least going back for the past 5 years. And number 10, your PC runs slower than usual. With all of those version year softwares loaded on your PC, your hard drive is basically being bogged down, and that will make your computer run slower. Well, those are just a few of the signs that I came up with that a small business is ready for the clouds. I'd love to hear from you guys out there in blog land, and also hear from you if you feel that on-premise software is the way to go. But because cloud computing is not really for all small businesses. So be sure to list or post